back.
He's back! You can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!
He won't.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 2nd. It's October. It's 2025. That's what they tell us. It's all we got to work with, so that's what I'm going with. For simplicity's sake. Well, two things. I do have a copy of the notes from Peter Thiel's first seminar, and I'll be reading and going those over with those with you. I'm at a rest stop in Louisiana. Can you see the bayou right behind me? Yeah. Gators, things like that. Beautiful. Beautiful. I just met a subscriber and her son. He was enamored with my truck. I let him sit in it, so forth. Gave him a flashlight. I don't know. At any rate, Peter Hegseth, the Secretary of War. He got all the generals and admirals and everybody together in one big room. And now the secret is out. The secret is out. Do you remember in the video I made about China where Trump said China's showing their parade was supposed to scare us or make Americans afraid, this, that, the other thing? And I explained all that. And strangely, 5 days after China's show of strength, their military forces, which would demolish ours, except I don't believe China has secret weapons like the United States does, you know, UFOs, things of that nature. But I digress. Do you remember I said that 5 days after that event, the Pentagon decided they're going to drop a directive that's been in place since Obama was president, and they're no longer going to worry about China. They're going to focus inward. They're going to focus all their attention on South America and North America. And that's basically what Hegseth said. But something that he told me, I had heard previously, a few weeks ago, and I told a couple of my close confidants, people that I tell things to in person, face to face, no cell phone, no technology, nothing around us, where a few weeks ago, I've got subscribers that are Green Beret, I've got subscribers that are Recon Marines, and I've got subscribers that are Rangers. So these are special forces. I don't have any Navy. I know everyone's like, I know Navy SEALs. I don't, so whatever. They had told me a few weeks ago that there is a division in the military to the point where these guys are making moves. They're professional soldiers. This is their job. It's what they do. It's what they train their whole lives to do. And they believed in the flag until most of them found me. And then they started going down the rabbit hole and discovered it was all nonsense. Well, a few weeks ago, they had told me that there were things that were going on that were bad. Like there was a division in the military. And once Peter Hegseth finally got all these guys together and we saw it, because this entire thing, this entire speech to the admirals, all the top brass of the military, all 800 of them, had to fly here to Quantico and sit down and talk to Hegseth. After I listened to it a couple of times this morning, I discovered what he's doing, and it plays right into the movie Civil War, strangely enough. So check this out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sure. Thank you. Please, take your seats. Well, Mr. Chairman, the Joint Chiefs, generals, admirals, commanders, officers, senior enlisted, NCOs, enlisted, and every member of our American military, good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the War Department, because the era of the Department of Defense is over. You see, the motto of my first platoon was, those who long for peace must prepare for war. This is, of course, not a new idea. This crowd knows that. The origin dates to the 4th century Rome and has been repeated ever since, including by our first commander-in-chief, George Washington, the first leader of the War Department. It captures a simple yet profound truth. To ensure peace, we must prepare for war.
Now I'm not going to play the entire video because it's 45 minutes long, but I'll leave a link below so you can watch it for yourself. But what he does is he says lots and lots of things like F-A-F-O, you know, F around and find out. Something that, you know, the Department of War guy should be saying. But basically what he said in this entire video was, no more transgenders. No more generals or colonels wearing dresses. No more anything that makes the United States Army the joke, or the United States military the joke that it's turned into, with all these blue-haired people and drill sergeants can't yell at you anymore. You just hold up your stress card. It wasn't like that when I was in basic training. Everything that they've done for the last, I don't know, 20 years to make our military into an underfunded joke, they're going to fix it all. But here's the best part. They're also going to make sure anybody that wants to join the Army, male or female, also has to meet females coming in. They have to have the same test evaluations as men, which they won't be able to pass because they're not men. You see, the military changed the join the military rules for women, or for transgenders, or for people that were just crybaby pussies. They're going to change all that. And they're going to make everybody that's in the military, everybody, including all 800 of those admirals and generals and dudes that haven't done physical training since they became a colonel or whatever, everyone's going to do PT. Everyone's going to pass a fitness test. It sounds like a great idea. But what it's going to do is cause division. And it's already begun because rumors were already circulating in the military, which is how there's a few people that could leave a comment where I told you what they were going to do in person, but don't say it. But the military is already splitting. They're doing this to literally turn the military into factions, because you can't have a good old-fashioned civil war unless you have the military or parts of it in certain areas like California, Florida, backing the people. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly and only what they're setting this up for, is so that it splits the military down the middle, because certain commanders can get their hands on a whole battalion and all the weaponry and all the well, just like this.
We're already calling it the greatest victory in the history of military campaigns. Today, I can announce that the so-called Western forces of Texas and California have suffered a very great loss, a very great defeat, at the hands of the fighting men and women of the United States military. The people of Texas and California should know that they will be welcomed back to these United States as soon as their illegal secessionist government is deposed.
You see, the movie Civil War, the movie Leave the World Behind, all movies, that even the movie Snake Eyes that seems to mirror Charlie Kirk's assassination perfectly, these are all part of their black magic. You see what I'm saying? This is all part of the satanic magic. This is the reason they need all the small children that go missing every year. In the movie Civil War, they're showing you what it's going to look like. And in the movie Civil War, what you're seeing, the soldiers walking by and such, these are all soldiers that turned on the U.S. government, and they commandeered all the equipment, which is exactly what Hegseth planted the seeds. Because not only is he telling all these generals, admirals, all the people in charge, not only is he telling them that everything's going back to the way it used to be back in 1990, that they all have to get off their asses and start doing exercise and things of that nature, they're going to have some serious people turning their backs on them, and it's going to happen soon. You think this is all just a coincidence that the entire country's being stirred up, and right now, right this minute, we now have soldiers on the ground in Memphis, Tennessee. So we've got Memphis, Tennessee, we've got Washington, D.C., we've got Portland, Oregon. Troops, 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 and it's going to continue. It's going to keep going, it's going to continue. And then apparently we're getting ready to start with Venezuela, which will cause, well, it won't cause. it'll allow them to start doing attacks on the border border states, Arizona, California, Texas, etc. They'll do attacks and then blame it on, you know, whoever they blame it on, because that's what they do. Understand this. This is, like I said, this is all happening, but this was a huge step right now, because they're literally going to usher in the movie Civil War into real life. That's all this guy was talking about. All the words he said sounded great. Most people, if you read the comments, people are loving it. Totally loving it. Right over here at the Department of War YouTube channel. The more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. True courage does not mean being able to take a life. We're not talking about hot yoga and stretching. This is the best thing I've heard since 2019. This presentation is simple and true. Our troops should be in shape and meet more physical standards. I hear you. And you know what? That goes without saying. They are the ones that completely screwed up the military. They're the ones that dropped the standards, that dropped the regulations, that allowed colonels to go and publicly post themselves wearing dresses and things like that. They allowed that. Quid pro quo. Order ab cow. Those two phrases are all you ever need to know. Order out of chaos. How do they gain from this? All of this is going to play out. And now it makes sense that the people that were contacting me, that I had to go meet face to face, because you can't trust technology in any way whatsoever at all. You can't even have your phone on you. It sounds paranoid, but I mean, we told you your phones were tracking you, and everyone called us crazy, and then COVID showed up, and now it's just, oh yeah, no big deal. Yeah, your phone's tracking you. It's just a thing. No big deal. Yeah, we were conspiracy theorists, but now it's completely true. They're bringing everything into position right now. Our government, our Department of War, is going to focus inward. That's what they told the rest of the world. All right, China, Russia, Ukraine, Israel, whatever. You guys all do your thing. Israel will keep paying for that. We got you. No worries. We'll keep paying for that because, you know, we're all Zionists. We're all Zionists. They're bringing everything back home, and people need to be ready for this, because this is no longer a conspiracy theory. It's simply showcasing their plans, and they're telling us their plans. When I listened to his speech this morning, it's 45 minutes long. It's a long speech, and it sounds good, but it makes zero sense when you think about where we're at right now, and why all of a sudden our military machine needs to be focused on America and South America. Because, like the Bible tells us, they need their 10 kingdoms. So Trump is going to solidify North and South America, and then there you go. You know what I mean? It's crazy, but that's what the Hegseth meeting was about. It was so he could look them right in the eye and tell them these things. Some of the guys are like, awesome. Some of these guys are like, I'm wearing women's panties right now, and I weigh 270 pounds. Well, guess what? You're not going to pass PT or physical training. You're just not. And the body weight ratio is actually crazy because it's from like the 1950s. But these guys, I mean, all of a sudden your cushy jobs are over. Guess how many of them are going to turn? Guess how many are going to turn? This is crazy. This is crazy. But there, as they say, is that. There's your answer. That's what Hegseth did. And I'm telling you that from a position of authority, because I heard about this before this even happened. I thought it might have been a setup to take them all out, but that is not the case whatsoever at all. Okay, so the second part of this video is going to be the lecture notes from Peter Thiel's first series of his lecture, his four-part series. We've only got part one, and a YouTuber or somebody named Do Not Conform sent it to me, so I appreciate it very much, but here it is. They got this on the Wayback Machine, and these notes are adapted from Peter's lecture on the Antichrist. Any errors or omissions are mine. This is the guy that wrote this. So, the question of the Antichrist, Daniel 12:4. But though, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. So what Peter had to say was, the biblical historian Daniel foresaw an increase in knowledge toward the end of time. As knowledge increased, apocalyptic fears would mount, leaving room for a tyrant to rise. In late modernity, Such worries are unfashionable, and the Antichrist is a forgotten figure. Our universities tell us that the fears of the apocalypse are irrational and the world is simply getting better. Well, the world isn't getting better whatsoever at all. At all. I've been from the East Coast to the West Coast and all the way back down to Louisiana all over again. And I'll tell you what, the only stores are Home Depot, Walgreens, corporate gas stations. All the mom and pop stores are shut down. It's a shame. The only stores that are everywhere are pot dispensaries or sex shops. So Peter's outlook is inaccurate. But maybe when you're a billionaire, you don't see the world like we do. Actually, I'm pretty positive you don't. But, and yet, our news tells us otherwise. We are worried about existential risks from AI, bioweapons, and nuclear war. How can we understand our apocalyptic time? The news tells us? Everybody involved with Palantir, ChatGPT, OpenAI, Grok, everyone involved in AI says it's going to destroy us, it's going to get smarter than us, and it's going to exterminate us. Period. It's going to wipe us out. So it isn't just the news. It's not like people are just pulling this out of their hats. They're building something that's going to replace everything on Earth. It's going to be watching everybody every second of every day, no matter where they are. And you break ranks, just like in the movie 1984, your consequences will be immediate. You know what I'm saying? But he acts like it's just no one. How can we understand our apocalyptic time? Matthew 24, 35 through 36. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And this is Theo once again. The apocalypse is not a fixed date on a calendar. Attempts to predict it have ended in disappointment. The Millerites set 1843 as the date of the second coming of Christ. Joseph Piper's The End of Time, 1950, also could not escape the paradox. We sense an end, but the exact moment is sealed. Still, if the day and hour remain hidden, perhaps we may at least suspect the century. This is also Peter Thiel right here. If we are to take the Antichrist seriously, can we at least ask four questions? What is the Antichrist's relationship to Armageddon? He is imagined as a tyrant of the last empire, the beast of the sea heading a world government, the final antagonist before the revelation of Christ. 2. When will he arrive? He comes after Christ, but through many forerunners. 2 Thessalonians 2-6 reminds us that something is holding back his arrival. That would be Michael, yes. And now ye know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. 3. What is his relationship to Christ? He deceives even the elect, performs false miracles, and appears more Christian than Christ. 4. Who is the Antichrist? A single tyrant, a system, or a type that repeats across history? I didn't realize how long this was. Bear in mind, I'll leave you links to the Department of War, and I'll leave you links to Peter Thiel's actual documentation. The university studied the universe. Apparently, this is still Thiel. If any institution might have taken history as a whole, it would have been the modern university, heir to the Enlightenment. The end of time would be naturally interesting as a matter of history. But today, the university is fragmented. Where Bacon and Goethe could grasp the totality of knowledge in a single lifetime, we now live in Adam Smith's pin factory, even smaller cogs in an even larger machine. We must try to integrate history, theology, politics, and technology into one coherent picture. Here the Christian revelation stands apart. Classical thought saw only cycles. 4. Thucydides. Athens versus Sparta, Germany versus Britain, and China versus America were one and the same. They were just steps in an eternal recurrence. But Daniel is the real first historian because he foresaw a one-time sequence of world empires. Their end would be the end of the world. Christianity is therefore progressive. The New Testament supersedes the Old, not only because it is truer, but because it is new. Revelation unfolds forward. Now, this is really, really long. Really, really long. So again, I'll leave links to this. You can read this for yourself, okay? This is the person that transcribed it right here. But here's the long and short of it. Peter Thiel is offering, we either have Armageddon or no Armageddon. Naturally. But Peter Thiel's offering a third path, something the Bible forgot, something all the prophets forgot. But Peter Thiel's got it all down pat. What he can do with AI is upload you to an AI robot. Exactly what I've been telling you for 15 years, man. Sounded crazy, but now billionaires are saying it. And I'll tell you what, if they're talking about it, the technology is done. It's done. They've got it. What Peter Thiel's trying to do is completely circumvent Armageddon, which would completely circumvent the return of Christ. And you know why? Because Peter Thiel can't stand in judgment and explain to God why he's had another man servicing him from behind or whatever else. And then all the other creepy, crazy things he's done. Because to me, and I'll stand by this, men that have sex with other men are broken. They're broken. I've been in prison. I've been behind bars numerous times, and I never once said, you know what? Nothing to do here. We don't have any playing cards. Let's have sex. No. Nope. Nope. And for him to call himself a Christian while he's married to a man, God's not smiling on that one, because the first contract God had with humanity was marriage. Don't mess with marriage. And what have they been doing? That's all they've been doing. They needed the right to be married. They got to be married so they can be married so they can be married. Yeah. These guys want to get around judgment. Nothing more, nothing less, because they can't stand in the face of our Lord and Savior and stutter and stammer their way through these things and talk about their billions of dollars and all the things that they've done. These guys are simply stripping and stealing all the wealth from our country, and they're just about done. And then they're going to trick people into enslaving themselves. But first, they need to see us kill each other. They need to. It's the final massive blood sacrifice. America the Great killing itself. That blood sacrifice will give them the power, they believe, to bring the rise of the Antichrist. And they think they're going to win. Crazy. Totally crazy. And by the way, the guy taking credit for building the internet did not work at CERN. It was ARPA, the predecessor of DARPA. Just saying, putting that out there. At any rate, if you want to read the rest of this, I'm outside. This video is already long. I'll leave links below. Read it for yourself. And if anybody comes across part two or part three, send them. But we already know what the deal is. We already know what the deal is. He's sitting here talking like he is some sort of a absolute biblical scholar and a true Christian while he's married to a man. And they talk about things like bioweapons. Bioweapons are something they invented. Fertility collapse is something they've orchestrated using all sorts of crazy things. And artificial intelligence isn't something they built. It's other world entities. It's other world entities that they're communicating with that are telling them that they can beat God, and they don't. At any rate, Richie from Boston, for now, I'm out.